Sophia Devasco, Sheila Vosper on her birth certificate, was waiting at the bus stop when she saw her brother coming out of a side turning. Her brother looked a lot younger than he had before he died 7 years before, but any doubts she might have had as to his identity were dispelled when he came up to her and asked her for money. "Price of a cup of tea, missus." "You haven't changed, Jimmy," said Sophia with a little laugh. He didn't reply, but continued to hold out his hand.
50p, said Jimmy's ghost, "and a couple of quid for a cuppa and a butty."
Out of their teens, British women became more restrained, but they too had wholesome pop star pin-ups of their own to idolise. For them it wasn't David, but Goliath. Forget the rollers, they fancied a would-be rocker. And who needed imported Donny with our own homegrown dreamboat? The screaming teeny boppers may have scoffed, but their mums and older sisters knew who were the true kings of 70s romance.
But Daisy seemed to have vanished. Then a small, clear voice shouted, "Over there!" All eyes were directed over the side. They saw Daisy loping with a ballerina's grace to the far outside end of the Kleptomanic's bridge, where it hung over the water like a diving board. They saw her launch herself into space, arms outstretched, body arched in a perfect swallow dive, down, 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 until she entered the creek with the smallest feather of a splash.